My name is Linda Blankenship, and this is my opinion. Have you ever noticed how beautiful the old wooden fishing boats are? There are several reasons for this. Their graceful curves are shaped the way wood likes to bend. Also, the low-powered propulsion of the past encouraged slender, smooth hull forms. The fishing boats of Sitka in this region are about the most shapely, elegant, and refined in the entire world. The demanding ocean of this area tested boats to the limit, and only the best could survive. Also, the local fisheries were profitable, so it benefited boat owners to have first-class vessels. The average shipwright made fits and forms worthy to be displayed in the Smithsonian Museum, and they did it outside, in the mud, rain, and snow, and mostly with hand tools. This applies both to the local dugout canoe used for thousands of years in this region, and to the newer, European-style commercial fishing boat. Both of these boat types are examples of the very finest objects that humans have created. During World War II, the U.S. Navy built a boat shop in Sitka where their boats could be maintained. Many boats were hauled out and worked on over the years, and the boat shop is an important part of Sitka's historic legacy. It is now empty and derelict, resting on the beach between the O'Connell Bridge and the Coast Guard Wharf. For the past several years, the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society has been focused on renovating the boathouse and putting it back into service. The Society and its many volunteers have done lots of good work, stabilizing the building, preserving its contents, and planning its reconstruction. At this time, we have completed the architectural design and are ready to put the job out to bid. The total cost is budgeted to be over $1.5 million. At the completion of the rebuilding, Sitka will have a fully functional marine railway and boathouse where the art and craft of boat repair can be conducted in safety. It will become an aid to maintaining the remaining wooden boats in a place where adults and students can learn about and practice the skills of our maritime tradition. The Society has already raised over $500,000 to go toward the rebuilding. We do have a way to go before the total amount is in hand. In the meantime, we have secured $325,000 to complete Phase 1, the roof replacement and structural upgrade. The money is a matching grant, which means we must match the funds dollar for dollar from other sources. The grant expires at the end of the year, which makes the matter of fundraising very urgent. It's an ambitious project, but the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society is determined to succeed. The vision of a bustling, productive boathouse in the middle of historic Sitka keeps us inspired. If you are also inspired, more information about how you can help is available at sitkamaritime.org. My name is Linda Blankenship, and this is my opinion.